My name is Sahenu, which means wise one in my mother's language, which is Heltzik. And my English name is Lisa Grant. I come from Hartley Bay and Bella Bella, and I'm the business development manager at Haisla Nation for the last 1.5 years.
So my name's Tony Brady. I'm the Director of Economic Development with the Haisla Nation. Been with the nation for 6 years. Yeah, and I work on a couple of different opportunities with the nation, most importantly their Cedar LNG project as well. So those are the two performing functions that I have for the nation.
Tony, I'll direct this question to you. What does the CD program mean for the Haisla Nation?
Well, I think that the program, what it means for us is the collaboration between the municipality and the nation. So typically we've been operating very independently, I would say with common goals, absolutely. Kitimat, the municipality, and Haisla Nation have always been very focused on industrial development, and the success of that industrial development then filters into different opportunities. And so this is really about both of us coming to the table in a formal way. So we've informally been working together. We have different studies that we perform, and then we share information, we share ideas, but this is really more of a formal opportunity for us to sit together and actually strategize on what is important for the entire communities, Haisla Nation community, as well as the municipality of Kitimat. And really to put our joint efforts together. There's things that we can advance and we can do as a nation, and there's things where we need that support and we need the involvement of the municipality as well. And so it's also about us understanding where we can support each other a lot better as well.
Yeah, and have you got projects in mind to address the economic needs of the Haisla Nation?
Well, for us, I mean, our most important project that is still to be underway, I guess, is Cedar LNG. So Cedar is a majority-owned project by the Haisla Nation. It's our own LNG project. So that in itself would be the greatest opportunity that the nation has ever had, to be able to provide economic future for generations to come, to be able to do and continue to run the different social programs that are so important to the nation to provide for their membership, to be able to provide the employment opportunities, the career opportunities, the capacity building opportunities. That would be the biggest opportunity for us. And we also see that as a major win for the District of Kitimat as well, as with future industrial development, increased tax base, growth in the community population, adding more bodies and more students into the schools, things of that nature.
Only eight community partnerships across Canada were actually funded. So, do you think that it was kind of the success of the Cedar Project?
You know, I think I don't know if it was the success of the Cedar Project that resulted in that, but I do think that the Haisla Nation are viewed as a very progressive nation. They have done a lot for industrial development, and I think that they've paved the way in some areas for the success of projects like LNG Canada. Cedar is definitely important. Maybe it was a factor, but I actually think the LNG Canada project being, underway with the Haisla Nation's involvement there, with the municipality's involvement there, and with the opportunity for us to then jointly say, okay, so we have this tremendous project that's in our communities. We're all working together and benefiting from this project in LNG Canada. The spotlight was on Kitimat on a national front, and I think it was more of the why would I think the way that we framed it back to them when we were doing the interview process was, why w should we be the group that enters this program? Like, why should we want to be a part of it? This is more of like us saying, hey, like, why should we join you guys, essentially, and create this opportunity for you to be able to market the fact that the Haisla Nation and the District of Kitimat are involved in this program,
Yeah.
which might have been a little bit arrogant. And I think at the time it kind of felt a little bit arrogant, but really what it meant was we think that we're doing really well, and we think that the continued success and the continued kind of venture together down this path would be something that would really help emphasize the importance of the CEDI program and the success that they've had to date, because they have been very successful and they run a great program. And the more Lisa and I get into it with our counterparts at the District of Kitimat, we really see the value in what they're bringing in the workshops and the work that they've done and how they're helping us strategize and get through to the really important factors that we can jointly work on together. So I would say we were successful because we seen the value in CEDI, and CEDI seen the value in the Haisla Nation and the District of Kitimat in the program.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be any focus on small businesses as well, small Haisla run businesses with this economic development program?
You know, I think what we will see and what we've identified so far is a spectrum of opportunities. So while we've talked a lot even today on, you know, Cedar LNG, LNG Canada, you know, the bigger companies that we have as partnerships, what we've really started to try and focus on are, you know, the development opportunities. You know, Haisla Town Centre is a property in Kitimat that the nation owns. There's a full build out that needs to take place there. Lisa and her counterpart at the District of Kitimat have been working closely together on a lot of market information. We've done studies, they've done studies. So that's one area where we see, I wouldn't say that's a small business, but it's definitely a significant development opportunity. And in terms of small businesses, yeah, I think we want to see more development around Indigenous tourism. We want to see more involvement around, you know, different, either it's tours in the Douglas Channel and to significant areas that the Haisla Nation have identified for generations, or if it's fishing charters, if it's just, you know, if it's, you know, establishing carving sheds and providing carving sessions for tourists or even local community members, or maybe that's something that we start to introduce into the schools. You know, maybe it's the expansion of our driving school. Maybe it's, you know, identifying different commercial opportunities that the District of Kitimat see are lacking in the studies that they've performed and us working together on that. Mm-hmm. So definitely we are mostly focusing on some of those low hanging fruit that we can move the needle on a little bit quicker, because the big projects are, you know, they're either underway and there's a tremendous amount of effort that goes into it. And it takes several years for you even get to a place where a project can be considered. But with some of these other opportunities, we can jointly control the outcome. So mm-hmm. I think that's where we want to focus our efforts. And that's where we have been so far.
The nation, it's generally people of the nation and council are generally in support of the Cedar project as well, and they're happy to be sort of the focused on the partnership with LNG as well. Or do you have much blowback or not blowback maybe, but resistance within the nation?
So, you know, early days, this, you know, predates my employment with the nation, but the community did go to a referendum to vote on if they were in support of LNG projects in the territory, and they were strongly in support of it. I think it was 92% in favor of LNG development. And that goes back to when Chevron was looking to build their project here, LNG Canada, that support continued. And then the Cedar project was a spur off of the LNG Canada project. So it's a commodity and an industry that the community and the nation supports very strongly. We see it as something that's going to be able to benefit globally, right? So this isn't just something that's going to economically, socially, and career driven opportunities benefiting the nation members or the local community as well. We see the fact that we're able to export LNG globally being, you know, impacting the global footprint in such a way that's beneficial for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. So we weren't looking at it from just the local perspective. We were looking at it from the global footprint.
Are there supports and maybe even funds put into environmental projects as well, or maybe even groups that are like focused on climate change or anything like that? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel responsibility to sort of not only have that, you know, this great development and partnership that's coming through for the nation and for the district as well, but to kind of have that social responsibility and yeah. be part of funding those projects as well?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the economic development initiatives that we're working on are we're working on different carbon capture opportunities through afforestation or reforestation. We've funded our own riparian projects for a number of years now. So we have our own crews. Our Candace Wilson, our environmental manager, has been managing, operating, and running those programs, like I said, for several years, which is all about us, you know, helping, you know, clean up the environment and running, you know, environmentally sustainable and sensitive projects. We look at renewables. We're looking at solar. We're looking at hydrogen. So we are focused very much so on clean projects as well. And we look at the Cedar LNG project as a clean project. I mean, we made some very strategic decisions very early on. Maybe more socially conscious or environmentally conscious decisions. And the fact that we're developing the project from an air-cooled perspective as opposed to a water-cooled, because we were sensitive to what the water-cooled aspect could mean for the fish habitat. And then, you know, more importantly, we're also running the program as an electric project as opposed to a gas driven project. So Cedar LNG will be it's the cleanest LNG project in North America, and it will most likely be the cleanest project in the world from an emission standpoint.
I think the biggest thing about economic development and opportunities is the fact that, you know, these large projects are a big reason why we can do a lot of our social projects. And we actually co-developed a program with Royal Roads on Indigenous economic development, and it was a graduate certificate. And we had the opportunity to have Tony there, and he spoke regarding Cedar LNG. And it was quite amazing because we did have a couple of members from LNG at the program. And they talked about how much responsibility now with environment and how, you know, the regulations and everything from Haisla Nation has enhanced, because traditionally we are so heavy on our environment and we really want to make sure that we protect it to the best that we can. So that was a big thing that LNG said. You know, it costs more money, but in the long run, how much better the project is massive. And then we actually went in, then Tony came in and he was talking about how much more the Cedar LNG has to do, because we need to go to our own standards. And I think, Tony, you could talk to this, but I just needed to like put that out there, because that's another challenge that we're having, is that, you know, we're taking our grassroots as Indigenous peoples to projects, and we're really making sure that, you know, we follow the Nuyum, which is our Haisla ways. And I'm married in, by the way, but across all of our nations, it's very similar to the way we believe. So I think that was something as well, Tony, was to bring in.
Yeah, and I think just to elaborate a little bit on what Lisa's speaking about is, I'll just say this one point. We made decisions for our own project that were more about the environmental outcome and not about the profitability. So we actually impacted the economics of the project by making decisions that were more about protecting the environment and being cleaner than focusing on the bottom line. And when we were identifying who our partners were going to be on the project, it was important that our partners shared those values and shared that view. And so that's, I think Lisa, that's what you're referring to. Yes. When you say that we've actually made decisions and we've taken, you know, paths in our own industrial development, which some companies may take that path.
And I'd like to add in as well about being accepted into the program, because I feel like that's a big part of it. And, you know, I've gone through the education system, you know, I've gone through post-sec, and a lot of the time I was alone. But I think to Haisla Nation and, you know, our Indigenous communities are growing so fast within economic development, and it's at a speed of light, to be completely honest, you know, and we are now looking to the future, and we are looking to be a part of that future. And I really feel like that's what CEDI really looked at. And, you know, we've signed on with different very large projects, as Tony talked about. You know, these are high spending projects in Canada. And Haisla Nation is at the center of that. And, you know, all nations around are also a part of that. So I feel like for CEDI, that was a large reason and positive aspect for them to be a part of our teams. And it's actually quite amazing to be a part of. And it's a learning experience for us as well, because we didn't know what to expect. And we sat at a meeting, and I just remember so vividly that what we're doing at the nation and what the municipality is doing are so similar. And bringing us together at a table and just talking about our different projects is actually going to enhance what we do within our communities by tenfold, because now we know what the municipality is doing. And at one of our meetings, it was actually like, so as Tony talks about the counterpart, she was kind of a little jealous because we can go out of the box with the thinking that we have, right? And it's not, we have a bit more flexibility on how we can do things. And it's been quite an amazing opportunity so far.
Thank you both so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate getting some clarity and also just understanding of the scope of this project for the Haisla Nation.
Great. Thank you.
Take care.